Let me ask you guys this. I've never done this. I've seen dudes do it before. Bringing a significant other with you.
No.
To the draft or
no.
auction.
No, no, no.
And having them sit at the table with you.
Absolutely not. That's illegal.
Oh, I see that too all the time.
That's illegal.
I don't do it.
That pissed me off. I'm sorry for getting angry about that.
I don't do
what
it.
What about...
That's why would I care?
What about if they... What if they had like a legitimate job? Like, what if they were like running Corey's... his little thing there that he uses to keep track of all the drafts?
My app. If they were in charge of the app, fine. Right.
Well, I think that okay. Then you're like a partner, you almost.
Yeah. Team. Then that's like a caddy.
That's fine. I don't need like. Oh, when is this gonna be over?
Oh my God! Can you imagine that?
No.
I would. That's my day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then when you get there, a lot of times you'll see, and I'm like, "Oh, you trying to show off? Like, what is your MO? What is your motive when you bring your significant other with you to the draft?"
So to be fair, in all my years doing this, the only time it's ever happened is if we went to one of my buddy's apartments. He was married or engaged or whatever.
Yeah, and his woman was
there. She lives there.
Yeah,
but she'll go to the room. She'll close the bedroom. No, she doesn't want to deal with us degenerates.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she doesn't want to do that. But that's
the NFBC.
Yeah,
people pay $50 to bring their wife to the draft. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Why?
I don't know.
Because people like to show off.
What are you showing off? Oh, look at me, honey. I took Mike Trout.
Yeah, oh, I have a hot wife. All right, we'll leave her here.
That's crazy to me. Why? To be honest, Tony, or Corey, why would my wife or girlfriend want to come to this? She doesn't.
I haven't met one yet. I haven't met one yet.
I can tell you, my girlfriend, that is the last place she wants to be.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And I've seen, you know, like NFBC, whatever, stuff like that. I've seen dudes, several dudes, bring their lady out there with them. And the woman be sitting there like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like she's sitting there in misery, and he's, you know, got his chest poked out while he's losing. And I'm like, I just can't see the logic of bringing your significant other to the draft table with you. I don't get that. Can you open that up for the phones, Greg, please?
844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Would you bring your significant other to draft day?
It's like Tony said, if she has a role, if she's doing this,
I'm not talking about if she's your teammate in any way.
If she is just, hey, honey, you want to go with me to the draft? And she's like, no, not really. And you're kind of like, nah, come with me. That's...
I'll buy you lunch, I'll buy you drinks, whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
Let us
I'll
know.
Buy it.
I'll buy you.
Imagine if he had a... That would be the... That guy has no clue. If that guy has to bribe his wife to come...
I don't think it's right. I don't think it should be done. I don't want to be in a situation. I think people do that to distract the draft table. You know what I'm saying?
What would be worse, though? The guy that brings his wife or the guy that brings his kids?
Ooh, the kids.
What do they have no choice?
Yeah, the kids, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest fan of it because then you got to kind of tone down the language and the rhetoric and stuff like that.
Right.
And you never know what guys might want to step outside for a minute, you know what I'm saying, and do their thing or whatever. So it's kind of like, I wish your son wasn't here. But then you got some guys that have the children that are really into it, you know what I'm saying?